Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Mem Aleph. We are at the beginning of the parak, beginning of the third parak of Maseches Avodah Zarah. As yesterday, we concluded the second parak of Ein Ma'amidin, which had many of the halachos of Ma'acholos Asuros Midrabanan, and the other halachos that were made Mishum Chasnus. That was all in the second half of Ein Ma'amidin. The first half of Ein Ma'amidin, if you remember, were all about halachos of interactions of idolaters. That's really the connecting theme of the entire parak. The Me'iri, in the beginning of Maseches Avodah Zarah, mentions that there are four different areas, four different topics discussed in this Masechta, right? If we would look at it on the whole. Inyan Masechet Kulo, says the Me'iri, Amnamu Sovev Leva'er Inyani Avodah Zarah V'Hayisrachik Me'ovdeha B'Ksaz Dvarim. Right, the entire topic is about Avodah Zarah and staying away, distancing from the related issues. T'chayev harkakasam achas mishtei sibos. Two reasons why we need to stay away from the Avodah Zarah and anything that's connected to it. Harishona shalol hisarev bahem, v'shalol leches bedarkehem. Stay away from them so you don't get mixed up in them, and to follow their ways. Like some of the mitzvahs. Number one, that we don't get mixed up in it and follow, and number two, that we don't lead them to do what they're doing, whether it's lifnei iver, whether it's giving something for them to use. Over there to be happy and thanking their gods, as we discussed. And with this general heading, that it's about us and it's about them, there are four parts to this Masechta. We have five prakim, but four parts. Remember, Avraham Avinu had 400 prakim, but we have four prakim. Harishon beisur maso matan shalanu imay b'shum mekach umemkar. Any type of business done with them, mayhem bizman yadua umayhem laolam. Sometimes forever, sometimes certain times. V'ksvas dvarim she'asolano l'saseik bohem imayhem. And other things we can't do with them. Number one, hasheni bidvarim shalahem ha'asurim lanu. Things of theirs that are usher to us. Hain iser gamur, af ba'ahana'a, hain ba'achila levad. Some that are usher to eat, some that are usher even to get benefit from. So number one, business and interactions with them. Number two is items of theirs that are usher. Chalav, yayin, bishol, v'chulu. Ve'esh shehem asirim lanu achi asu behem eizetikun. Va'atikin aroy lasos behem. Fine. Va'ashlishi. Beinyan hatzlamim vatsuros vapartzufim asuyin lavodos elulim vagufei avodos hazaros. Any type of idols or psalim or faces that are made in any way. What is their halacha? Right. The part two was food related generally. Part three is what we start today, and that's parakal hatzlamim, items that might have been worshipped. Right. But we don't think that chalav akum was worshipped. Right, but number four, Rivi Binyan Isur Yain Nesach Befrat, which gets us into a lot of Hilchos Kashrus, also at the end of the Masechta as well. So that is what the Miri has, and Chelek Rishon is Perak Rishon at the beginning of Perak Sheni. Chelek Sheni is Perak Sheni. Chelek Shlishi is Perak Shlishi in part of Rivi, and Chelek Rivi is part of Rivi, and the fifth and a few parts of Perak Sheni, which is a little different. Zu Yisod Masechas B'der Klal El Shabo Bok Sasan Yanim Al De Gilgul Ki Inyan Sugyas HaTalmud Al Derech Shekadam Kamoshi. But of course, there are many things that come al derech agav, which isn't derech agav in our tradition, that it was put in Badafka. But as we know, Avodah Zarah has some other issues that come up as well. I got it at the beginning, and we'll get to other mishnayos as well. But that is all background for what we're about to start, part three of Maseches Avodah Zarah, which happens to be Perek Shlishi in our holding. Okay. Kol tzlamim asurim mipnei she'nevadim pamachas bashana. All tzlamim, if I find an idol, or I don't know if it's an idol, I find something that could be an idol. All forms are usur. Rashi adds in one word, bihana'a. They are usur bihana'a because I have to assume that it was worshipped. It was worshipped, the words of Rabbi Meir are, because they are worshipped once a year. Divrei Rebbe Meir. A Meir says it to be machmir, you don't know, and one has to be machmir and assume that this is usur. V'chachamim omrim, eino usur, ela kol shiyesh biyado makel, o tzipar, o kadur. V'chachamim say no, it's only usur if it has, it's an idol of power. It has something in its hand. It has a staff or a bird, right? Think about old statues with like royalty. They have birds on their the shoulder, on their arm. O kadur, some type of sphere that is being held. The Gemara will talk about how does the Chacham argue with the mayor? Mayor sounds like they are worshipped. So does the Chacham argue on that reality? And if they are worshipped, they should be usher, right? Something becomes usher even just being nevad once. But we'll have to see what the machlokas is. The Chachamim definitely limited. The Rameir includes many, and the Chachamim limited. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Av kol sheish biyado kol davar. If you're holding anything. Holding anything is a reflection of shlita, and therefore it is going to be usher. So three shittas. Everything, only holding something chashiv, or holding anything. Three shittas, what do you do if you find these items? So says the Gemara, Idne avodin pamachas pashana maitaima durabanan. One second, if it's worshipped, like the mayor says, all items are worshipped once a year, so why would the Rabbanan, how would the Rabbanan argue? Rashi Ritva, Rashi. Mi delok tani, from the fact that it did not say, the Chacham argue on that detail. The Chachamim omrim, eino ne'evad ela mishiish biyoda v'chulu. Right, the language of the Chachamim is not, no, that's wrong. They're not worshipped once a year. No, all the Chachamim say is, only these items are usher. So it sounds like they don't argue on that detail. So Rashi says, and the Ritva expands on Rashi. The Ritva quotes Rashi and says, v'yafek hivein. Right, and I think this is the correct shot. And then he just quotes, miyuk sas kasha lisa dinaktinon I dine avadin v'chulu. He quotes, v'achi ka'amar, he quotes from the Ramban. I dine avadin my time adirabanan. V'i dine I ne avadin my time derbi mayor. V'i bistam b'may pligi. The Ritva is basically asking, it's not only a question on the Rabbanan, it's a question on the Manavshach. What's the case of Machlokas in the Mishnah? Are they worshipped or not? And if we don't know, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? So, how do we understand the Mishnah? Says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, B'mekomol Sher Rabbi Meir, HaYo'ovdin Osa HaMachas Bashana. In Rabbi Meir's place, where he lived, it was worshipped once a year. V'Rabbi Meir, D'chayish L'mi'uta, Gazar Shar Mekomos Ato Oso Makom. This is relating to a Shas Shita of Rabbi Meir. Not a specific Avodah Zarah Shita, but a Shas Shita of Rabbi Meir. A Meir is Choshesh L'miut, and therefore, he goes there in other places, unto his place. His place is worship Hamachas Pashana, so therefore other places will also Asur, unto this place. V'Rabbanan D'lochai, because he is always Choshesh L'miut. He is worried about the minority, and the minority of the world is his place, but he is Choshesh L'miut, and that is why he goes there, his place, atu osomakom. The Rabbanan de lachai shalimiyut, alo gazru sharmakom was atu osomakom. The Rabbanan that are not choshe shalimiyut, they're not goes there, okay, in a place that you know, but a place that you don't know, you don't have to be worried about it, right? We just had a Remeir about a week ago, you see it says on the side, la'el, la medal, damabes, Remeir is we had it at the beginning of our discussion of Kashrus. We spoke about what are we worried about in terms of the Gvinas Besunaiki. If you look back, why Shimon Levi said why the Gvina Besunaiki was Aser, whether we have to be worried about Rova Galim, that were Nishchal Avodah Zarah, that was all B'Meir. This was the B'Meir is in Yavamis, but that is all the Gemara suggestion here. Says the Gemara, Amar Yudah Mashmuel Ba'andarti Shal Malachim Shaninu. This halacha in the Mishnah is only by a statue of Melachim. And Andarti Shal Melachim, Shaninu. And the question is, what is this line going on? Shmuel, is he limiting an Isser line? Is it limiting a Heter line? But Shmuel says, Bardati Shal Melachim, Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Let's just do the next line and then we'll see. Amar Amar Rechana Rabbi Yochanan, Uba Omtel HaPesach Medita Shaninu. And it's only the ones that are standing at the Pesach of the Medina. So what is this talking about? So Rashi says, this line is going under Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that if you find an item, it's usher automatically. Those are only by the chashiv ones, where it's of a king and it's at the head of a medina. So those are really worshipped, and that's why those are going to be usher. Tosfos says exactly the opposite. Tosfos quotes Rashi and argues based on the Gemara later on. Right, the Mishnah on later on today's daf says if you find a broken piece of a hand or a foot, it's going to be usher. It's mashpah if you find it anywhere, not dafka if you find it somewhere in a chasha place. So Tosfos in the middle of Tosfos uba andarti, Tosfos says Pirush Rabbeinu Tam arguing on his grandfather tehachakoi ahatera drabanan. No, it's going on what's mutter according to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say it's mutter only by an andarti a malachim, which they usually make only for his kavod and not to worship. Meaning it's a reason lahakel, a reason laheter, and not a reason laiser. Ubom then Pesach Medina, Tibahan, Ushara Rabbanan, Tavade Lenoya Vilahu. Right, and then he quotes a Rebbe Chanan, who was Miyashiv Shitas Rashi, based on the Gemara later on. But either way, Machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, what is this line of Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan going on? Right, then in general we have discussions of Andartes, right, this comes up in Meseches Megillah and Meseches Ksubis by Hanani Mishal Vazaria, and it comes up by the story of Purim. Well, we know Mordechai was the only one that didn't worship. So the question is, if he didn't worship, then why is it that what was his unique approach? Meaning, was it Avodah Zarah or not Avodah Zarah to bow down to Haman? And if it was Avodah Zarah, then how did everybody else do it? And if it wasn't Avodah Zarah, so then why didn't he do it? Right, that Tosa deals with that in Maseches Megillah and other places. You know, whether it was actual Avodah Zarah or not. Did Haman have anything on his neck? Right, the same discussion is asked by Hananim Shav Azariah. Right, was it real Avodah Zarah or not? Right, there's a line in Maseches Ksubis that if Hananim Shav Azariah would have been tortured, they would have bowed down. If they were thrown into the fiery furnace, fine. They stood up. But if they would have been tortured, Ilu Nagduhu Palchu L'Tzalman. Tosfos there asks, what are you talking about, Hananim Shav Azariah? So Tosfos has different opinions about whether it was actual Avodah Zarah or not. If it was actual Avodah Zarah, then Tosfos says, if it was actual Avodah Zarah, they would have bowed down. Chas v'shalom. And if it wasn't, how would they Moser Nefesh? That gets it to the issue. Can one volunteer to be Moser Nefesh, even if it's not one of the big three, the Machlokas, the Rambam, and the other Rishonim? The Rambam says you cannot volunteer. Other Rishonim say you can volunteer. Maybe there's a difference by an Adam Gadol, an Adam Chashuv. Maybe if the door needs it, right? That's also part of the sugya of Elisha Bal Kanafayim, the two places of Masechah Shabbos. How could he wear tefillin, even though there was a Gzeira against it, right? Maybe it was public figure. Maybe even the Rambam would agree for that. But that's where Andarti Shamalachim comes up, right? It comes up both in the sugya of Chanan Mishav Azariah and in the sugya of Haman and Mordechai, having to do with whether they're worshipped or not, and whether one has an Isser included of Avodah Zarah. So either way, Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, what this line is going on. Amar Rabba, Machlokas Bishel Kfarim, the Machlokas, let's go back with Rashi Pshat, where it is talking about the Isser. So Machlokas between them is only by villages. If you find it by villages, Aval Bishel Krachim Devarekol Mutarim, but by big cities, it's for sure Mutar, my time, Lenoi Avdilu, because those are definitely made Lenoi, just to give Kavo to the king. Utik Kfarim, Mi'ikal Amadamar, and Lenoi Kavilu, is that really true by the villages? Right, is that really true that it's made Lenoi, and therefore it would be a machlokes, at least according to the Rabbanan, it would be mutter? The kfarim vaday, lemit flachinu avdilahu. By the kfarim, for sure, they make it to worship. By the villages. So, eliyimar hachiyimar. Okay, change it. Amar Rabba machlokes b'shal krachim. The machlokes is by the big cities. Avo big kfarim divrei akol asur. But by kfarim, everybody agrees it is asur. Again, there's a lot of related halacha lamaisa material that's quoted in the Rishonim here. The Rama relates to this, again, about items that you don't know whether it was worshipped or not, or whether you're allowed to bow down. So we're not talking about Jews who are bowing down, who are interested in worshipping, but the Shulchan Aruch discusses in Kuf Mem Aleph, Dinei Tzlamim Vitzuros, right, our Mishnah. Kol Hatzlamim Hanimsoim Bikfarim Asurim. As the Gemara just said, "Destama l'shem elilim nasu nechora." They were made l'shem elilim v'hanim soin. And then, if it was just made, or it was actually worshipped, right? The language of the Shulchan Aruch is "Destama l'shem elilim nasu." So the Rishonim and the Mefarshim talk about it. It was just what is there a hazmana when it comes to Avodah Zarah? Find him. So I'm bekrachim mutarim devadil anay nasu. Right? We pass on like the Rabbanan. Elam kein omno al pesach hamedina. Vahaya biyad hatsura. Tsuras makel otzipur okadir osaifo atara vetabas. As we'll see. What about the following case? Says the Ramah. Shesi v'arev. That's a cross. Shesi v'arev. Shemish tachavim lo. Dino kidin selam. Right, Selim we usually think is a figure, but if you have a cross that is bowed down to, that is also has the halacha of its Selim, but asur below bittul, and it is asur without bittul being done. Right, that's the symbol of what they used. Aval shesi va'arev shetolin bitzavar lizikaron shebo mimkomo sehem lo mikrit Selim umutter. What if they wear a necklace? Shesi va'arev. So is that something that is usher that one is not allowed to bow down? What is, if there is a someone wearing it coming to a person, bowing to the person as we usually do to say hello, Right, this came up where different individuals met the Pope. Right, and is that considered? If you see something on the necklace, is the neck? Do they worship that? Is that just that they have that for good luck? Do they have that for? They relate that to their religion, but it's not actually worship. They know it's just a necklace. They would wear it, in places that are not mechubad. So the Rama is mako there. Right, the Shach says, "Haynu biyadua shlo hishtach velo." Only if you know it hasn't been worshipped. It's a suffix daraisa. It's a very good chance. If you know for sure it was not, so then it is mutter. And you know, there shouldn't be mechalik between different type of chassis and araves. The dafka bekalim amrinan, the difference between mechubad and not mechubad. But when it comes to chassis and arave, so then it would be for sure. It would be for sure Asra, unless you know otherwise. The Avnei Nezer has a discussion here in Yaradeya. The Avnei Nezer, Kuf Chaf Beis. What happens if a Jew lent a Oved Kochavim money, and the Mashkon, the security that was given to the Jew, was this Shesiva Arif? It says Kuf Chaf Beis in Yaradeya. Sometimes, what's the guy going to have? Just take my necklace. I think it's mutter. And he has a 3-page shuva about it. But part of what he says is, they wear their necklaces when they're in the shower. They don't take it off. If it was something mechubah that they worship, they wouldn't wear it in the shower. And therefore, he thinks it's mutter. And then he says, and even according to the Shach, that says, I have to be worried. Once they give it as a mashkon, it must be they don't feel so connected to it. So that's like bittul, right? When they give it, as we know, that if a goy is mevatel the avodah zarah, so then that's what we'll have to see on later on today. That ruins it and that changes its status. So they give it as a mashkon and they didn't redeem it. Nisbatla. It is nisbatel, and therefore it would be mutter in that case. The Rama also quotes the Trumas Hadeshen in Kuf Tzadi Vav, the Rama in Kuf Nun. Right, all of these, there's a bunch of simanim related to a lot of these related topics. Kuf Nun. Lehisrachig miderech elilim mishlo l'shachos b'faneha. Right, to distance oneself. Once we're talking about bowing and treating it as Avodah Zarah, the Rama quotes here. Right, related, we had this earlier also in the previous prakim we had on Daf Yud Beis. We had, remember, the four cases. You shouldn't you drop water in front of Avodah Zarah, not water. You drop money, or you are taking a drink. Right, the different cases we had. You got a coats, got a thorn. So all those cases we spoke about, one shouldn't bow down in a way that gives Maris Ayin that one is worshiping. But says the, and that's where the Shulchan Aruch quotes these faces that water comes out of them. But then the Rama quotes, Sarimo Kohanim, Sheyesh Lahem Shesi Vari Bibigdehem. Right? Princes or Komrim that have the cross on their begadim. Oshenosim Selim Lifnehem Kederach Hegmonim. Osir Lishachvos Lahem. Ola Hasir Hakova Lifnehem. Rak Bederach She'eno Nireh. Right? Bowing down in a way that appears that you are giving kavod to the item, right, is a problem. Kamo Nispazir Ma'osav. Oshe Yakum Lefneim Kod Neboam, or stand up before they come. V'chein Yasir Kova V'shachve Kod Neboam. Kuf Nun Sif Gimel. V'yesh Mekilin B'davar, says the Rama, Hoel V'yadua Shigamov V'gachavim Eina Masir Mekovo M'shachve L'selam Rak Lasar. Because everybody knows in the olden days when you used to take off your hat as proper kavod to give somebody, you're taking off your hat for them. It's kavod abrios. Or you bow as a little token of kavod abrios, but not because you're worshipping anything on their neck. V'tov l'hachmer k'svar harishona, says the Rama, if you can, it's better to be machmir like the first svara. Again, that is an important discussion where it would come up in terms of giving, are these compared to the Maris Ayin of the idol, or it's known that nobody worshipped these and it knows that what you're doing is just accepted social behavior, right? It's not like bowing down to pick up money in front of a statue, in front of a church. You know, that could be more of an issue. That could be more of an issue. But here, it's on the necklace. You have the Avodei Nezer Shita, and you have the issue that it's just saying hello. So there are kulas. One more, and then we'll continue. The Chashuk Echemed, Rav Zilberstein here, discusses the case where, going back, Yehudi shematza tachshit zahav umesupak ulayhu avodazara ki udomal avodazara veinef sharis levadla. Is he allowed to keep it? If you find anything, talks about if you find any type of golden item, do you have to be nervous whether it is related to that? Number one. Number two, there's another one, the one I really wanted to talk about. There was a doctor that worked in Rome. B'mei ha-melchama histater rofe Yehudi b'Roma, v'kulam chashu she'eino Yehudi. There was somebody in Rome during the war, and he pretended he wasn't Jewish, and he was a big doctor, and everybody loved him. L'mer she'shamar eskala mitzvah speseser, who it's tayein ma'od ba'avodaso, v'kibol eskvod me'knesia. And the church, you know, was got a great to covet for him. V'hu, and they gave him a present. A crown, like it's a chashav doctor, with a cross on it. Hayim hayamutur lavo lebeit cholim lechvodam atur baos hakavod achakuk b'shesi va'arev acheres hu yigrom le'eva v'ulay lachshash sakana. So is he allowed to wear this? So if it's bikuach nefesh, no, that's all. Is it avodah zarah? He's not worshiping avodah zarah. He's not showing that it's he's wearing this because it was the present that he got, right? He quotes our Rama and he quotes the both of our Ramas. And he quotes, he says, Mi'ikar Adin, it seems to be mutter. It seems to be mutter because you're just doing this to give covet to them, to show that you were happy that they gave you this present, but not that you were actually worshiping it, because this Shesiv Arav was made l'kovet. Ah, him wrote to Lahachmir, Vishim Shechoshev, Shu Yefayi, Sesakomer, Mutter lo, Mitzvah lov, lo la'anod. So you're allowed to be Machmir, though. You're allowed to be Machmir, even though it's somewhat dangerous. And he quotes the Gemara in Brachas Lama Beis about the chassid who wouldn't stop saying Tfil Adi Amida, when, remember there was a sar that was Maktim Him Shalom, and he wouldn't, and he says, I was talking to the Melech Malchei Malchin, I'm not talking to you. So he says that, quoted Tzlach there in Brachas Lamed Beis, that one can be Machmir in certain situations like that. Okay, let's continue. When it has to be, when it has to do with Kavod of Hashem. Two dots. The Chachamim limited the case of the Mishnah to where they were holding, so the items were holding something of chashivas. Makal sherodes atzmo tachas kolom kulo kemakel. When somebody holds, if you find a little pesel, that one is holding a staff, right? So you have to say that this was made ke'ilu, that this person rules the whole world. Rules the whole world like he's holding the staff in his hand. Right? Rashi says this is all a lashon of genai. Second, third line in Rashi. Kloshen genai noke, klomar rode alko. Right, because if you translate the words, sherode es atzmo, he is ruled. But really it's obviously the opposite. Lashon of sagi nohar, not really sagi nohar, but it's the opposite lashon, euphemism, to show that really we rule, he is ruled, but that's what it is. Rode es atzmo takas olam kula b'makamakel. Like he's holding the stick in his hands, he has the whole world in his hand. Tzipor, shetofesa atzmo takas kolam kulo kitzipor. Same thing with the bird. And he could have the bird in his hand, and he could crush the bird whenever he wants. Good. There's a nitziv. I forgot that the nitziv in Parshas Va'era discusses this by Uzro and Atuya. The Medrash gives a mashal that in Mitzrayim we were like someone who was holding a bird in his hand, and they could just open their hand and let the bird free, or close the hand and crush the bird. That's the mashal that was given in Mitzrayim. That's what we were like. Mitzrayim had us in their hand like a bird. It's part of the amazing, that's the imagery that's given by the Medrash, because that's what I think was common in, also. Kadur, shetofes is asmota, it's called olam kulo ke kadur. Same thing that he has literally grabs himself, but he holds the whole, earth in his hand like a kadur. Tana, let's just get up the two dots, then we'll look at Tosfos. Hosifol, and they added on, Saif Atara Vitabas, a sword, a crown, a ring. Why were these not originally in the group? So Saif Meikar, Savar Listen Ba'alma. I really thought maybe the guy, this idol holding a sword, is just a picture of a big robber, but it's not a worshipped idol. Ulubasov Savar Shahoreg, it's Atmotakas Kololam Kulo. And they realize, no, maybe it means that I could kill everybody, and I'm the god. Atara meikar savar gedil kalili ba'alma, just a nice crown as noi. Ulebasov savar katar alamelech. No, it's like a crown of a king, and it symbolizes power, right? Atara. Interesting that this Gemara has the crown symbolizing power. We know of crown symbolizing Dafka Avdus, right? The Gemara in Shabbos, that when we said Nasa V'Nishma, we each got crowns, one for Nasa, one for Nishma. And then, you know, once we sinned, they would take it off, right? The Malachim that came to put it back on. So our crowns symbolize Avdus. That's what gives us, you know, royalty. We become Malachim, but when we have crowns, when we are Meshubat. We're actually the opposite, ironically, of what a crown usually gives off the impression. Our crown symbolizes our Avdus to the real king. Right, these crowns are much more selfish and arrogant. The only so tabas, what about a ring? Meikar savar ish taima ba'alma. Originally, so what is it? It's just a seal. Right, Rashi shliach hanosei chotem hamishalcho. Right, it just means that I'm holding the king of the one who I am sent from. Ula basov savar shachosemes atzmo tachas kolam kulo lemisa. And afterwards, no, it's just it shows that we have to be choshesh at least, that I have everybody, I have the signet, and I can write whoever I want, l'chaim and li lemisa. Tosfos kikadur shaha olam agul. The world is round. Kidisa Birushalmi, Shalazajas Mokton, Allah Lamala, Achara Kolam Kukadur, Vesayam Kikara, Pierce Yamakuyanis, Shemakivas Kolha Olam. The ocean that goes all around the world. Do you take that literally? That they didn't know the right about the other side of the ocean. But either way, Tosfos says acknowledges here that the Olam is Kikadur, it is round, it is a sphere. If you look in the Rabbi Yaakov Emdin right here. Nirabeinem, Ehacha Muchach Behedya, the Pshitale Le Rebbe, the Olam Shalanu Kadure, who? The Chain Mashmanami Begamara, the Perak Misha Yatami, Beshreitzer, the Plukta, the Chachma Yisrov, and Musa Olam. Says, seems like, this was what they believed. And again, until it was, finalized by, modern science, but it was a discussion in the world. There's a Gemara Mesechas Nida, which we discussed years ago, and we'll discuss Baruch Hashem in a couple of years. The Gemara Masechta Nida on Daf Chav Gimel. The Gemara talks about creation of the world. Creation of the world. The Gemara there says, in Parak HaMapeles, I think, the Gemara there says, Amli Rabbi Ami, right, talking about different forms of miscarriages. What do you have to be worried is a form of a baby, and therefore the mother would have to have tumas leida, or what is just a little miscarriage and there's no form and the baby's not formed at all yet and there's no tumas leida. It's just called a miscarriage. So that's the Mishnah there has hamapelas kiminzeh, all different types of forms. But the Gemara there has one suggestion, elameata hamapelas demus har imot meyaleida. If a woman miscarries in the form of a mountain, the mother should be tmei aleda. Shene emar ki yotzer hine yotzer harim uvorei ruach, because there's a yitzira regarding har. Right, you see, there's a pasuk in Amos that talks about a har being created, and therefore, if there's a har that's mapelas kiminar, it should be considered a leda. You look there, why is that so exciting? If you look in the Maritz Chayes on that comment. Nira Be'inai, Ubu Yerushalmi Kan Tiretz, Shan Yahacha Delok Siv Be Yitzira Mitchilas Bir Yaso. It doesn't say Mitchilas Bir Yaso. What does that mean? It says Yotzer Harim. Vadavar Zorach Biur, to become Akum, Namar Boba Mikra Lashin Yitzira. Venira Lila Farish, says the Maritz Chayes, putting on his scholar hat. The Yadua b'Sipure Karos HaTeva, the Betchila Sabria Haisa Haaretz Kaduris Lagamre V'Lo Haya Lo Har V'Lo Bika V'Tmuna Zuhi Tivis. When the world was first created, it was all smooth, says the Maritz Chayes. No mountains, no valleys. It was like a ball, a perfect sphere, right? A ball. Kimo Kol Tzva Hashemayim, just like all the heavens. V'Kfar Amru B'Yerushalmi Perakimol De Nedarim. Tani Rosh Gamliel, Ein Meruba Misheshes Mebreishes, Mepnei Tetzmuna Zui Yoser Shlema. We've spoken about this in the past. There's nothing in nature that is rectangular or square. Generally, it's all round. It's all round edges. Those are flowers. There's nothing that's like general. You know, there's rounded. There's ovals. That's the natural state of everything in the world. V'ulam barabos hayamim al yedei haruchos hamistaros b'li hefzik v'al yedei hamabol mayim asher nishave ba'aretz after the Mabul and after other things. Nistavu meze hare mugvos kasher ana ro mayom betaklas aretz ilanos vatsamos chayos shonos vaharbe mehem asher einam shchichim ba'aklim halalu. Dinosaurs. Vitzadku ma'o divrei Yerushalmi shan yachlo nomer bo yitzir mitchilas bir yaso. Right? You can't say mountains is Yitzira, because that wasn't there originally. That was part of the larger, longer plan, but originally it was all smooth. Haino dahar lohayim betchilas abriya klal. Rak denesabo acharkach b'meshach hazman ve'ino nofel olav lashin yitzira ubriya. Rak haidei ishtashulus chukei hateva asher chaka Hashem ma'isa b'reishis. Ve'hema misovavim rechokim. So that is the Maritz Chayas there in Meseches Nida on Daf Chav Gimel, relating to Har and creation, and what Tosfos here discusses, the world being around when it started. But again, it wasn't Nivra that way, and that's how the Rishalmi answers this question. What does this remind us of a little bit? The Abu Draham. It reminds me. The Abu Draham that discusses in Hilchos Brachos. Why is it by most Brachos, we focus on the moment of creation? Borei mine mizonos. Borei pri adama. Hamotzi lechem min haaretz. And yet we have Shakol. Shakol ni'ebed varo. Everything is for Hashem's covet. That's a different bracha than all the other brachas. What is that? So explains the Abu Draham, because included in Shahakol is basar, is meat. And the animals were in nivra with that intention at the moment. According to the most Rishonim, Adam couldn't eat animals even if they died by themselves. Right? It was only off limits. You only ki yerech esef. Right? Just the when it comes to grass and growths and someach, only after the Mabul did he get the seventh mitzvah, b'nei noach, right, the Eiver ben Achai, and animals were mutter. But it wasn't nivra for that purpose, and therefore we can't say borei in that bracha. That's why also Yotzer says the Maritz Chayas, based on that Yerushalmi, that's the pshat of that Yerushalmi in the parallel Gemara in Nazir Chav Gimel. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now. Rishim Gamliel Omer. Rishim Gamliel said, anything you find that he's the purse, the item is holding anything in its hand, not just a makol or a tzipor. So Tana, afilu tzror, afilu kisem. Right, even it's holding a little bit of a little pebble or a little splinter. Right, it's still usser. Boy Rafashi, tofas biyado tsoa mahu. What if it's holding tsoa? It's holding excrement. Is that also? If it's holding something disgusting. Right, is that going to be usur? Mi amrinan kuli alma zilu ba'ape kitsoa. Do you say that it means that, you know, the whole world is like this? I'm so much better than the whole world. The whole world is garbage, and I'm great. O dilma, hu mihu dezilu ba'ape kuli alma kitsoa. Or the opposite. Or the opposite, that he doesn't think of himself as anything. So teku, that is not answered. Once we're here, we mentioned this in the Parsha Shir, but talking about Avodah Zarah holding it soa. So this could relate to it's the opposite, right? It could be that the whole world is like soa to me. We could relate a thought from Rav Schwab, right? Exactly the opposite. Yishayahu Anavi tells us that based on the Gemara says that one can make fun of Avodah Zarah. The only leitzanus that is mutter, the Gemara says in Megillah Daf Chaf Hey, Amar Rabbi Nachman Kol leitzanusu asura bar mitzanusu davaras kochavim desharia. The only scoffing. You can't make fun of anything except Avodah Zarah, except idolatry. Dechsev, why? Because that's making fun of God. So it's a chil Hashem. So you can make fun. How do you make fun? So the pasuk in Yishayahu Membav says, Karsu karo yachdav lo yuchlu male masa. Right? It bends down. It cannot release its burden. Right, that is the pasuk. And Rashi there quotes in Yishayahu Membav, it means that you could say that the Avodah compared to Avodah Zarah to someone who cannot release his waste, maso shel rei. They can't go to the bathroom properly. Right, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu every time we go to the bathroom, and that's how we make fun of Avodah Zarah. They can't release themselves. That's how we relate to Avodah Zarah. Something that we never even talk about. Right, that's so strange. That's a nevuah that Yishayahu Anavi got. That was nevuah meis Hashem she'Avodah Zarah nimshleis l'rei v'tsoa. Right, so what exactly are we supposed to understand this? Is in yonim megunim, asher b'dera klal ein medabrim al yonim elu. So Rav Schwab says, unbelievably, both in Mayan Beis HaShoeva, in Parshat Tetzaveh, and in his commentary, in his Sefer on Yishayahu, that, what's the mashal? What's the mashal of rei? We know what is waste. Waste, soa, is the, we eat food, and all the nutrients, and the good things, and the protein, and everything our body needs, the body takes. And the body absorbs and takes out of the food, and the waste, the stuff that should be discarded, is discarded. But everything we're supposed to have from it, we take, and then that's the waste. And we thank Hashem for that unbelievable process. We should say, Ashi Yasser with Kavana. They have quoted this story in the past, from Aaron Soloveitchik. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik's son, once told me that he asked his father at the Seder, after saying Asher Galanu, he didn't ask, he said to his father, that he said, that's the most amazing bracha, Asher Galanu. What an unbelievable bracha. And his father, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, turned to him and said, no, I have a more beautiful, amazing bracha. What is it? Asher Yatzar. Asher Yatzar is the most amazing bracha. We think what happens from the time it goes into our mouth, and goes into all of our systems, and the bloodstream, and digestive system, and the intestines, everything. It's unbelievable. But, and whatever's discarded is discarded. But, says Rav Schwab, when it comes to Mishalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so many times in Tanakh, where Hashem is described as Etzpa Elokim and Vachara Af Hashem, and he has fire coming out of his nostrils and the eyes of Hashem, Eini Hashem El Yireyav. Right, there's so many Mishalom. Why are those physical descriptions given? To help us understand. Chas v'shalom, to take it literally. But to help us understand, we're supposed to understand it with the mashal and then discard the literal meaning of those words. Right? That's what's supposed to be discarded. That's the waste. What's avodah zarah? They grab onto physical manifestations of godliness and they focus on it and they worship it. And they say the stars are the eyes of God and the moon is this. And they take what should be discarded and they hold it in and they focus on it. That's why the mashal is given by Yishayahu, of Lo Yuchlu Mali Masa, they can't release it because that's exactly what they're holding in. So it's interesting that here the Gemara Dafka gives the chashash that if you find a tselem that's holding tsoa, is that going to be included? So that relates to Rav Schwab's idea right here. They might be reflecting one thing, but we know it's exactly, it can be understood as exactly the opposite. Okay, and then Teku, we'll have to wait for Eliyahu Navi. At one point soon, maybe we'll review our Teku thoughts. But now we'll continue. Says the Mishnah, Hamotzi Shivrei Tzlamim, Hareilu Mutarin. If somebody finds broken pieces of Itzelem, so the first Mishnah, Daf Mem, if you find Itzelem. If you find broken pieces of Itzelem, so what's the issue? The issue is, as we just mentioned, there's a concept called Bitl Avodah Zarah. If a non-Jew is Mevatel, nullifies his Avodah Zarah, so then it loses its status. A Jew cannot be Mevatel Avodah Zarah. We'll have a source for that later on. But if he's Mevatel it, so if it's broken, can you assume that he broke it and he was Mevatel it? So, Hamotzi Shivrei Tzlamim, Hareilu Mutarin, it's Mutar, Rashi says, Svek Sveka. Maybe it was never worshipped in the first place, and even if it was worshipped, maybe it is Mevutal, and therefore one is allowed to be Mekel. Amatza Tavnis Yado Tavnis Regel, Hareilu Asurin. If you find a hand or a foot, it's Asur. Bebdesha Kayotze Ben Ne'avad. Right, because similar items are worship. So it sounds like the first and the second line of the Mishnah contradict each other. The first line says, you don't have to be worried, it's mutter, if you find a broken piece. And the second half says, if you find a piece, a hand or a foot, it's usser. So we'll have to see how to understand. As we'll see, the Meiri says here, the Maskana Gemara is going to be maybe even one suffix. But at least in the Mishnah so far, you have Svek Sveka. Amar Shmuel, Afilu Shivrei Ovodas Kochavim. As Shmuel says, not only a Shever of a Tselem, of a Shever of an idol. Right? Shever of an idol, which is even only one suffix. Right, the suffix is whether it was Mevutal or not. Didn't we have in the Mishnah Shivrei Tzlamim? No, even a Shivarm of idols itself. Mishum, the Kaboy Lemisti Seifa, Masa Tavnas Yah Tavnas Zarah Harei Lesur, Bidishach Yosef and Nevad. Right, because the Seifa talks about pieces, that's why it talks about Shivrei Tzlamim, but it really is even Shivrei of actual Avodah Zarah. So we're going to talk about, wait seconds, non, Masa Tavnas Yah Tavnas Ragel Harei Elu Asurin, Bidishach Yosef Bo Nevad. The Mishnah says if you find a hand or a foot, it's Nevad. Via Amahai. Didn't we just say that it should be a problem? Amai v'hashvarim ninu, it's a broken piece. And if it's a broken piece, why don't we have the suffix, sexake, or whatever it is? Tirga mashmuel ba'omdin al besisan. Right, Shmuel is explained, when are they usher? If you find a hand on like a base. So it's like this was made to be a hand. This isn't a broken piece. If you find something that's clearly a broken piece, that's what we can be makel on. But if you find an item that was made to be just that limb of the body, So then that would be a problem. Period. If you look in the Chanukah Satorah, the Rebbe Reb Heschel, who's the Rebbe of the Shach and the Taz, the Rebbe Reb Heschel, in his commentary, he has one little sefer out on Chumash, but also at the end there, he has a couple of thoughts on Tehillim. So, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Yedehem velo yemishun, Raglehem velo yahalechu. We know that from davening. So their hands, and they can't feel anything. Talking about Avodah Zarah. Their feet, velo yalechu. V'yesh lo daktik, b'masha omar, yadayim raglehem, tahavile lemeimar, yadayim lohem, raglayim lohem, just like it said earlier, pelohem velo yadabeiru, inayim lohem velo yiru, aznayim lohem velo yishmo, aflohem velo yirichun, right? It should be yadayim lohem. It just says yadayim. Why doesn't it, it's the parallel? Yadayim lohem, right? We said this a million times and we never thought about this, right? The first parts of the body, in the perek, it says pat lohem, enayim lohem, azayim lohem, yidehem, raglehem. Why by dafka these two, it doesn't say lohem. So he says, based on our Gemara, we say general shivrei tzlamim are mutter to get hanah from, but if you find just a hand or a foot, it's asur, because kayotze bohem nevad. And that's exactly what it says. By Shari Varm, if you find an eye or an ear, it says Lahem. Right? If you have the eye or the ear, it's not mechubar, so then it's mutter. Avalam eino mechubar lo mikri avodazara. It's not avodazara if it's not mechubar. But the yad and the regel, it doesn't say Lahem, because even if you just find a hand or a foot, right? It doesn't have to be pe Lahem, right? Yedehem. Things that, they, even if it's not connected to them. And that's why it doesn't say Lohem. Unbelievable. You gotta know all of Shas at your fingertips. And then read a pasuk in Tehillim and say, oh, what's the difference between the hand and the foot? That's in, Parakuf Tezvav. That is, Ha'ara from the Chanukas HaTorah, the Rebbe Reb Heschel. Svek Sveika is obviously a huge topic, which, we haven't touched on in a while, a major Avodah Zarah topic. Just to remember the two major, and maybe three, the two major approaches of why we're Makel Mishum Svek Sveika. And generally, it's in terms of halacha, not in terms of psak. Rav Avadya Yosef, famously, in many tshuvas, uses Svek Sveika in terms of psak. Like, lohakel. Maybe the halacha is like the Rashba, and even if we don't like the Rashba, maybe the halacha is like the Rambam. Right, he uses it in terms of psak, and that's a whole derech of psak. Most others do not use that in psak, it's only in lamdas. It's only in halacha, like here. We're trying to figure out what the status is of this item. But svek sveika, generally, the two main approaches used is, number one, maybe svek sveika is based on rove. The Rashba writes in the Tshuva, comparing it to rove. Svek sveika, let's say, first topic is 50-50, you have to be machmir, but then, maybe 50-50, asur or mutter, and even if it's asur, maybe 50-50, within that asur it's mutter. So now you have more than 50% leheter. So that's one whole approach of why we're makel by svek sveika, because of rove. Because once he asked both questions, then that was more than 50% lakula. Number one. Number two, the other approach is based on the Rambam. The Rambam, not that the Rambam says this, but the Rambam, based on the Rambam. The Rambam, famous sheet of the Rambam, Safik da'oraisa l'chumra, is itself a din d'rabanan. Mi da'oraisa, we would hold Safik da'oraisa lakula on a Torah level. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Meis. In Perek Tes Halacha Yud Beis. And elsewhere, but that's where the Rambam says it. So, and that's the case. So why by one suffik, even if it's a suffik daraisa, we go lechumra, but it's only me drabanan. We go lechumra. So once you have another suffik about that, so now it's a suffik about a drabanan. The svek svek is a suffik about a drabanan, and that's why we would go lekula by the second suffik, because the second suffik is a suffik about a chumra drabanan, and that's why we would go lekula. Number two. That's what the ra'ah suggests in the Bedek HaBayis. The third idea is mentioned mostly by Achronim. Rav Shimon Shkup has a form of this. Rav Salvechik has a form of this. It's said in different ways using different formulations. One is that the Rav Salvechik said, no leidas hasafek. Meaning if you have to ask so many questions about something, maybe this, and even if this, maybe this, it's so far from the Isser, so therefore it's mutter. Right? It's too many sveikas. Too many sveikas. Rav Shimon Shkup talks about this in Shara Yosher, Shara Sveikas, Argutes. And he says that's what meduyak in svek sveika. It's not base sveikos. Svek sveikos. Be'emes. He says it's not ribuy hasveikos, but it's a suffik on a suffik. The dafka bevadai suffik iser kaimalan shu lechumra. Avalam hu havi rak suffik shel suffik iser ein lo lahachmir kiven shal vadai leka rak suffik iser rak besuffik shel toranu muchoevan lehizoyer. Aval bidrabana leka la olam gufa shel Israel rak tzibu l'shmol. Different chachamim, if you come on shal safik leka asara leka shum yisur. Again, they say it in different ways. But once it's so many conditions that have to be present in order for it to be usur, so then that is why one can be mekel. Okay, continue. Itmar. So we start a sugya now that continues on the next daf. Itmar. Avodas kochavim shenishtaber me'eleha. What if you know for sure that it broke by itself? You didn't find something. You know for sure it broke by itself. Is that called bittel? Right? If a guy breaks it, if a akum breaks it, that's bittel. If it's not broken, it's still usur. But what if it broke it by itself? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asura, Rabbi Shimon Malkash Amar Muteris. Machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asura Dhalo Batzla. Rabbi Yochanan said it's Asur. He was not actively mevatel it. And therefore, it is still Asur. There's a question in the Mishnah Malach wonders, is this Batoras Vadai or Batoras Safik? Rabbi Yochanan. Either way, it's Asur. Rabbi Yochanan said it's Asur because he wasn't mevatel it. Rabbi Shimon Malkash Amar Muteris. Mistoma betulei mavtula. You could assume that he's mevatel it. Why? Fascinating svara. Meimar amar. Ihi nafshi lo atzla. Lahu gavra maslale. It couldn't save itself. What, it's going to save me? So therefore, if the idol gets broken by itself, right, you could assume that he was mevatel it. I guess it didn't work for Terach after Avram Avinu did what he did, but that is the svara of Reish Lakish. Eisvi, Rabbi Yochanan and the Rabbi Shimon Lakish. So the next daf we have back and forth. Rabbi Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, but 1 minute, I'll ask you a kasha from a story in Sefer Shmuel. Remember, after the Aron was taken by the Plishtim woke up the next morning and they found the house, the idol house, where they put the Aron. They found their idol with his head chopped off and his arms chopped off. Verosh dagon v'shtei kapos yadav krusos v'gomer. It was all chopped off and it was put right by the doorway. V'ksev alken lo yidrichu koni dagon v'gomer. And it says they would not trample on that doorway. And that's where the pieces of the idol were. But you see, they were still worshipping it. Right? So you see, even though it was broken me'eleha, so to speak, by Hashem, so you see it's still Asur. Kasha on you, Reish Lakish, Amar Loho. He answered me, Shem Raya, that's not a Raya. It's even worse, that case. It's so foolish. Hasam, Sheminichin es Hadagon, Obovdin es Hamiftan. You know what they were doing there? They weren't worshiping the idol anymore. The pieces, the head and the feet and the arms were found on the floor of the doorway. They started worshiping the doorway. The God of the doorway! Wow, so powerful! They stopped worshiping Dagon, which was their big God there, from the word Dagon, or Dag, different pshatim, and they started worshiping the threshold, and therefore, that's not worshiping Shvurin. That's not the issue. And therefore, it's not related to the machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Period. Eisve, what about our Mishnah? Hamosi shivei tzlamim, arei elu mutarin. If you find broken pieces, they're mutar. Hashivri avodes kochavim asurim. Masher from the Medayik. But if you find broken pieces of an actual idol, it would be usur. Right? So doesn't that show that even nishbar me'eleha would be usur? Mar says, no. Lo tem hashivri avodes kochavim asurim. Don't make that diuk. Make a different diuk. Ela ema hatzlamim atzman asurim. Broken pieces are mutter. Actual whole tzlamim are usur. V'stamak Rabbi Meir. And this Mishnah is following the Shita of the first Mishnah that we had in the Perek of Rabbi Meir, that all tzlamim that you find, even without things in their hand, are going to be usur. So don't make a diag about the shvarim, and therefore it won't, there's no kasha on either. Rabbi Yochanan would say, no, midr Rabbi Meir, nishbar lehu l'rabbanan. Well, once you explain to Rabbi Meir that way, the Rabbanan should be parallel. Lav amar Rabbi Meir, tzlamim asurim, shivei tzlamim mutarin. Rabbi Meir says, you have to be worried about old tzlamim. But if you only find broken pieces, it will be mutar. So the Rabbanan also. Avodas kochavim nami. Hi asura v'shorei mutarin. Shouldn't you say it's parallel? Whatever's asur for anyone, if it's broken, it becomes mutar. So Gemara says, hachi hasha. Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish would say it back now. Hasam, over there by Tzlamim, Emer Avdum, Emer Lo Avdum, Vim Tamalomer Avdum, Emer Batzlam. This is Svek Sveka. That's where you can be makel by the broken pieces of Tzelem. Avodas Kochavim, Vadei Avduha, Mi Emer De Batzla. By an idol, it was Vadei worshipped. Who says it was nullified? Havi Safik Uvadei, Vein Safik Motsi Midei Vadei. It's Vadei worshipped, and therefore, only one Safik, maybe it was removed, the status, and therefore, Ein Safik Motsi Midei Vadei. Period. So now says the Gemara, something that it does here, and in Pesachim and elsewhere, we get into the general sugya of Safik and Vadai. Vein Safik Motzi Midei Vadai. Is it really true that if you have a Vadai status, a Safik, removal of that status doesn't work? If you got Tanya, but then we learn in Brisa, Chaver Shemes V'Niach Megorim Alei Aperos, you have a Chaver, someone who we assume is always very careful about their Shumas and Maestras. So he died. And we don't know if his fruit basket what is Tevel still or not. Even if they were picked today, you could assume the Chavar took care of it. He wouldn't waste a second and let a second that his fruit stay Tevel. He definitely took off Shumas and Maestras. But 1 second. It's Vadai Tevel and only Suffik whether it was removed. Because he's Suffik and Motsi Midei Vadai. So you see from there, Suffik is Motsi Midei Vadai. So how can you assume, right, in our case, the suffix is not Motsi Midei Vadai, and that's why it's still Asur? So Gemara gives two answers. In both directions. No. Both of those are, that's Vadai and Vadai, or that's suffix and suffix. Right, two different answers. Answer one. Hasam Vadai Vadai Hu. Devadai Asrinu. It's not a suffix whether the Chavar took it off. It's Vadai. Kid Rabbi Nechanina Choza. Rabbi Nechanina Choza. Chazaka Al Chavar. Shein Emotzi Davar Shein Emesukan Mitachaz Yado. It's a Vadai. It's not just a suffix whether he took it off. Even if he died, we assume he Vadai, like in one motion, he would gather his fruit and be mafresh. Right? It's a Vadai and a Vadai. So that's not related. Number one. Vibay Yaseim or the opposite. It's a suffix and suffix. Suffik v'suffiku, efshar da'avik kid raboshia. Maybe he did like raboshia, meaning he brought his fruit in a way that there was no chiv of chumas and maestras. Tiyamar marim adam al tvuaso, umachnisa b'mot shalap. A person can be marim and keep the chaff on his grain. Kadesha te behemto ocheles upaturamina meiser. So that his animal is able to eat upatura min ha meiser. And he won't have to give meisers yet. Right? Behemto ocheles is a discussion. What do you need that for? Right? You don't need that because that's even arai. But either way, the last line, upatura min ha meiser, so therefore he might have done this. It's a little dachuk, a little difficult because we're talking about a chaver here. Right? A chaver is a tzaddik, a chaver is someone who's neman. And the Gemara says elsewhere that great people aren't marim on their tvua. They want to be chayav and shumas and maestras, right? That we want to put ourselves into situations of mitzvahs, right? We want to be Pesach Sheni Jews, right? We want to, right, lama nigara. But we're saying there is a chance that it didn't have the status of Tevel, and therefore it is Safek and Safek. Okay, so again, the Gemara will continue with Safek and Vadai, B'ez Hashem, on the next daf. And again, tomorrow's daf I'll give, but the next two after that will be from the last cycle. I'll be traveling, and B'ez Hashem will pick up after that.